best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Well, it sounds like my life is pretty much over.
What?
Or it's just going to be boring from now on.
Wow.
Because there was a question that when are you the most adventurous in your life?
Mm.
And apparently, it's when you're old enough to be able to afford to do cool adventurous stuff, but still young enough to take risks without thinking about the consequences.
Ah, sure, that makes sense. Yeah.
And according to a new study, that age where we are the most adventurous is 34 years old.
34.
Wah, wah, wah.
I would have guessed younger, to be honest.
We don't got money that when we're that young.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, we're adventurous, but just on a budget.
Or like, well, I mean, most people aren't on a budget. I kind of figured they have money, they're just not spending it wisely.
But now that I'm 41, I feel like my life is just boring.
Is that it?
But I can definitely feel it. I can definitely tell it because the fiance just turned 30 this year. I'm
right.
A little bit older than she is, and she's still very adventurous, wants to go out and do adventurous things, and I'm just like, what? And leave the comfort of my couch? Is it fishing? No, not interested.
Nah, don't want to do that.
And even on certain fishing trips, it's like, why do I want to go somewhere new when I can go somewhere I know?
Right, yeah.
And it's exciting.
Maybe not too far away, but just far away enough. Yeah.
And I used to be, man. I mean, I was the guy that drove across the country from Oregon to Columbia, Missouri, 1,500 miles for a part-time radio job. For
right.
A Saturday night, one day a week radio job. Drove across the country. And now, like, I don't want to get off the couch to do anything.
Well, okay, so, I mean, you've balanced out, I think. that's what it sounds like to me. And I think, again, that's good. That's probably for the best.
I'm a bipolar adventurous.
Perhaps.
I've already done the way up,
yes.
So now I'm down the
way
lows.
Now you're on the way lows. Yeah, that'll happen.
The study also found we spend more than $2,000 a year on adventurous activities like trips, experiences like rock climbing or skydiving, and trying exotic foods. I can promise you that I waste my money on a lot of things, but nothing that I just mentioned. Rock climbing? Get the bleep out of here.
No.
Skydiving? You're out of your bleeping mind. And what's an exotic food? Like, come on.
Something a little fancier than burgers or chicken wings.
How dare you?
I'm just saying. That
unless they consider chicken wings exotic, then yeah, I'm the most exotic person around.
They don't. No.
Even if I get them with hot sauce?
No. Even with that, yeah. I know.
I'm so boring
you
now.
Are.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
Entire generations lived in tropical climates without ever knowing that water could exist in a hard, frozen state.
Croutons are the ice cubes of bread. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tires. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com. An inmate tried to disguise himself as his daughter to escape prison in Brazil on Saturday. We have the transformation up on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. And I believe Trevor's quote when he saw it was like, oh, God.
Oh, my. What is this? Because, like, this is disturbing on a lot of levels.
It looks like a half-assed Mission Impossible twist. So, he tried dressing up as his 19-year-old daughter, and that includes clothes, a silicone mask, a long black wig, and the guards just caught on to it. But it seems like he almost got out, but he was being so nervous.
Oh,
that they
really?
Were like, what's going on with this person? Like, whoa, wait, hold on, that's creepy. What? Who are you?
Yeah.
Like Buffalo Bill? Come on, put some lotion on the skin. That mask is a little creepy. So the plan was his 19-year-old daughter came to visit. Now, he's a 42-year-old convicted drug lord.
Oh.
He's been sitting to 73 years in prison for selling drugs in, I believe it was Rio.
Okay.
But that's not important. What's important is he's going to jail for the rest of his life, and he wants to get out. So his 19-year-old daughter comes to visit. He then disguises himself as her to try to leave, and that involves putting on a black bra, a pink t-shirt with donuts and hearts on it, tight jeans, and a silicone mask of her face, and a long black wig. He legitimately looks like a sex doll.
It's terrifying.
When he's got the whole costume on with the silicone mask.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad.
And apparently the costume was just good enough that it fooled a couple of the guards, but then they noticed on his way out that the so-called air quotes daughter was acting very nervous and fidgety. So they decided to take a closer look, and it was homeboy in this weird silicone mask.
Okay, all right. A couple of questions. Number one, how did he get the mask?
She brought it in.
She brought it in.
Oh, no, yeah. The 19-year-old daughter's in a lot of trouble because she was willing to stay in prison while he left.
Was there a silicone mask of him for her to wear so that nobody caught on?
No. She was just going to hang out in that spot and wait a little bit and then be like, oh, hey, by the way, why am I still here and where's my dad?
Right. Okay.
Now she's facing sanctions.
That makes sense.
And he's been transferred to a maximum security prison and will also be facing more charges.
Second question. Is his 19-year-old daughter like at jacked, like taking roids or something? Because, I mean, he, especially when you like put on the t-shirt, it's like he's got the muscles of a man, of a fully grown man.
And you look, he has a long shirt over it trying to hide, almost like a duster-esque type of jacket.
I know.
Does not work. When he's holding the plastic mask, it looks like Voight in the first Mission Impossible when they peel the face away and it's Tom Cruise. And you're like, what?
What?
This is all I can think of. He's so disappointed. And being caught.
It's so bad. It looks so bad.
Oh, man. See the picture, the transformation now. It's worth it on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A Florida man stripped naked and performed erotic dance moves inside a Japanese steakhouse. Everyone seemed to be enjoying themselves until he tried flipping shrimp into their mouths.
Nope. Okay. cities all across the U.S. have been considering mopeds for rent to help ease transportation congestion, particularly in highly populated urban areas. This idea may actually work, that is, if people were cool with being seen on a moped.
And finally, the CDC released a tweet last week reminding people not to reuse or wash their condoms. I guess it's time to take those rubbers off the clotheslines and throw them away.
Oh, my God.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
Man, I would argue that there is nothing worse in 2019 than being forced to take a drug test.
I think that's not true. I think there'd be a lot of things that could be worse.
The panic, the anxiety. Okay. The weight.
Well, I guess you're right. Like if maybe allegedly you're using drugs and then you are now asked to take a drug test, I could see that being an awful experience.
A young man by the name of DJ Cooper has been suspended from the European Basketball League after his drug test revealed that he was pregnant.
I'm sorry, what?
So, you may remember DJ Cooper, because back in 2012, Ohio University became the Cinderella darling of the NCAA tournament when they knocked out, at that time, number 4 Michigan. It was the story of the tournament.
Yeah.
So, Cooper never made it to the NBA, but he's been playing overseas for the past 4 or 5 years.
Sure.
But his career has hit a bit of a snag, because for him to go to his new team, he had to pass a drug test. And he went in, took the test, passed it, congratulations, but also found out he was about 6 weeks pregnant.
How does that happen?
Because he had a woman's urine. He wasn't using his own.
That would make some sense.
There you go. Now you're catching up to the story.
No, I thought there was something wrong with the test. I'm like, how does that happen?
That makes sense. You're the only person in the room that's ever faked a drug test. So, yeah, you wouldn't be aware.
Here I am thinking that people go in and do an honest drug test.
You can legitimately buy plastic wieners full of fake urine to put on to the whiz in front of someone to pass a drug test.
That's great.
We're Google searching after this break. I'm going
to
show you all the ways to pass
a
drug test.
I don't need it because I don't need to fake a drug test.
I believe it's called the Wizinator.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
So the tests on the urine that Cooper provided, he says they were his own, but it revealed that he was pregnant. More precisely, the presence of GHC. It's a hormone in the placenta that gets produced after impregnation. And that was detected in the urine sample. That's what gave him away.
Oh, yeah, that's not great.
And I mean, come on, man. This is drug test 101. You never, if you're a dude, you never use a lady's urine for this reason, ever.
Maybe it was a rush kind of order, you know? You didn't have time to find a man who had clean urine. Just any clean urine will do.
You'd be better off asking a kid, hey, man, will you pee in this bag for me?
Gosh, all right, that's... Don't do that. Yeah, no, yeah. Definitely don't ask a kid to pee in a bag for
you. Yeah, just go ask some kid on the street, no. Hey, man, I got this bag. No. Can you pee in
it
for me?
We're going to shut this down right now.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Airline passengers would probably pay more for priority deboarding than priority boarding.
There's a really good chance you've walked past the house with someone locked inside the basement.
Oh my gosh, why? That's...
It puts the lotion on the skin.
Is there a high chance of that? I'd hope not.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee's sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
What if you were to lose your job today? Dun, 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 dun.
That'd be a scary thought.
Would you rather lose it to a robot or a human?
Oh, a human.
Would you?
I think I would.
You're in the minority, bro.
Most people would rather lose it to a robot?
Big time. 63% of Americans would rather lose their job to a robot.
Is it just so that there's like a, oh, well, it's a robot. How am I going to beat a robot?
We're
like...
such dicks. What an a-hole move, right? Our egos. That you would rather... Like, we get it, man. Losing your job, brutal. It sucks.
Yeah.
We've all been there. I mean, the unknowing, it's terrifying, and just the shame that you carry, and then just having to start over, how scary that is. But come on, man. You would legitimately, 63% of Americans would legitimately rather lose their job to a robot than be like, okay, you're the better man. You're the better woman. Congratulations.
Right.
I hope you do. I wish you the best of luck.
Right.
That blows me away.
That is weird to me. Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. Because part of me, too, says, like, you know, if I lost it to a human, like, I can deal with that better. Of like, oh, okay, well, I just need to get better. And the next job that I apply for, I got to beat out everybody else. Like, all right, so that's just going to force me to get better. If it's a robot, how do I beat a robot?
No, I think that's pretty much it. That, okay, well, robot got me. Can I do? There's no shame. Apparently, you don't carry as much shame with that of going to tell your friends, like, you lost your job, how'd you lose your job? Robot, bro.
Right.
Can you beat a robot? You beat a robot.
The robot can do more than I can and doesn't have to sleep. Like, I mean, yeah, how do you beat that? But, right, I mean, like, there's a bigger problem in my head that's going on if I lose out to a robot, because it's like, oh, crap, now it's not just I got to find a new job. I may have to find a completely new, you know, industry.
Oh, no, that's terrifying. Like, yeah, I've been doing this job for 15 years. I lose it to a robot. Well, now what? Do I want this same job with a different company so I can lose it to another robot?
Yeah, right.
Like, what am I going to do?
It's a scary idea. Yeah, no, I'd much rather lose it to a person.
It's wild. It's almost like relationships. When you break up with someone and, like, the idea of them being with that new person just eats and eats and eats away at you.
Yeah.
That I can kind of see that in the job, too, of you laying in bed all worried, anxiety, panic attack, what am I going to do, how am I going to support my family, and all you can think of is Karen in the cubicle taking your job. Or Hot Tub Brian. How did Hot Tub Brian get that job and not me?
Right, right.
But then if you think of the Terminator, you're like, okay, the uprising's around the corner. They'll all get theirs. They'll get theirs.
Wow, okay. All right. That took a dark turn.
Well, my mind generally does take very dark turns.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Goodness.
What the? Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Ford has just introduced the 760-horsepower Mustang, which is the most powerful street-legal Mustang ever. And I can't wait for Ford to debut it broken down on the side of the road.
No, okay, all right, hang on. That's okay.
All right, so just so we're clear, if this was about a Chevy, he would have made the same joke. He has no loyalties to any brand, except only his loyalty is to what's funny.
So many friends that are Ford fans that hate me right now. Indeed. That's so funny.
And again,
to me.
If it was a Chevy, he would have made the same joke, and he would have been okay with it. All right.
Can't wait to see that thing broken down on 63.
All right. Later this month, The Matrix will return to theaters in honor of the film's 20th anniversary. And in better news, the two sequels will not.
And finally, women in New York can take a 4-week course on how to be a dominatrix. Their goal is to get billionaire clients and make money hand over rubber fist.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
I totally understand why my father had kids now. Makes complete sense. Because according to a new survey, the average person spends 53 hours a month doing manual labor on their home.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's all the labor we did as kids. And after reading this study, I think, man, I need to have a couple of turds running around.
No, okay, that's not the reason that you should have kids is so that they are now your child workforce around the house. That's not the only reason
you have them.
No, it's not. No, come on.
Well, it should be after reading this.
All right.
How it breaks down. 53 hours a month of manual labor around your home. 6 hours a month on mowing the lawn. 5 hours a month on laundry. 4 hours each on all of these. Pulling weeds, gardening, watering the lawn, outdoor cleaning, random yard tasks, cleaning the bathroom, cleaning the bedroom, washing the dishes, and vacuuming. What?
Is this...
3 hours each on edging the lawn and laying mulch.
Laying mulch?
And that breaks down to 32 hours of working outside and 21 hours of working inside. You break that up between four kids, bada bing, bada boom.
No,
you don't got to do nothing. No, two outside, two inside, you're done.
That's not, again, not the reason to have kids. That's not good.
Sitting here spending 3 hours edging the lawn. Get out of here, homeowners association.
Yeah, who is mulching every month? Who mulches that often?
Have you seen some of those fancy yards? Like, I get in pissing matches all the time with the Homeowners Association. Them trying to tell me I got to keep my lawn mowed, and I'm trying to tell them this is natural prairie grass, I'm here saving the environment. The butterflies are spawning here.
Right, right, yeah.
Because that's the technical term for that.
Indeed, that was
totally
it. And
they don't even do it in Missouri, but
that
it's
really
fine.
Good. Yeah.
Them trying to tell me I got to mow my grass.
Yeah, you don't have natural prairie grass. You just are lazy. There's a difference.
They're called weeds.
That's natural Missouri weeds.
But the more I look at this, the more I go, why am I putting in this much work when you could legitimately have kids just for each of the chores?
Okay, we're not like in the 1800s where like you needed children to work the farm. Like, we're not in that
you
anymore.
You got toilet,
like,
Timmy, your job's the toilet.
You don't know.
Bathroom Billy, you and Timmy. Bathroom.
You do not name the kids after the chore that you will assign them to do for their childhood. That is not okay.
Vacuuming Val.
No.
Get in there and vacuum,
Val.
This is not good.
This
is your purpose? This is what you've been put on this planet?
That's not. Okay. All right. Calm down. Number one. No. Number two. Send all complaints to Shags.
Well, no. Don't send no complaints to me, because I tried. I tried hiring kids to do this work, but apparently they have laws that kids can only work many hours in a day.
The lawyers are shaking their heads, yes.
If they come from my body, then I can make them work as much as I want.
No. Okay.
There are no child labor laws when they're your child and it's your labor.
The lawyers are shaking their heads no now. And again, shags@zrgmail.com is where you can send all complaints. shags@zrgmail.com.
My unborn kids are lucky I'm just not making sneakers. All I want them to do is clean the bathroom. It would be a lot worse.
What would that kid's name be?
Sneaker Stan? Nike
Shags at zrgmail.com.
Connie Converse.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
Typically, the uglier the laugh, the more genuine it is.
Being a bus driver is one of the few jobs where being early is worse than being on time?
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. Fits round and rubber. Lee's sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
So, Trevor, we've had a request for the town crier and your Mickey Mouse, because apparently those are the two voices you do best. And the reason we bring this up is because Disney is now offering their Disney Plus, but as a package. Because before, I was like, what do I need Disney Plus for? Yes, I can get Marvel, which I love, but Star Wars, they've ruined that for years now.
All right, come on, man.
And I don't need to be following Disney princesses. I'm a grown-ass man.
Right, right.
So I don't need Disney Plus, but them clever SOBs decided to include Hulu and ESPN Plus for $12.99 a month.
That's pretty good. I mean, like, so if you're considering, like, I have Hulu right now just by itself, and I think what they lowered the price because I have it with the ads. I think I pay like $5.99.
That's what it is.
Okay, so then I, you know, get two more services for $12.99. And I can make that work, right? I, that jump is a little bit easier than to just buy another streaming service. And I feel like that's what's coming, is there's all of these various streaming services that all have their proprietary and their own exclusive content that you want, but you don't necessarily want to pay for all of it because then you're back to paying cable prices.
So what I need is I need the town crier introducing the Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus for $12.99.
All right. Let me see what I can do here.
And then introducing Lord Mickey Mouse to come in, and all I want Mickey is to talk about how he is stealing our souls, and right, he will forever damn us to all hell and damnation.
All right.
And we'll pay our good hard earned money on this fast track to hell, thanks to Disney and Mickey Mouse.
All right, I really wish you would have given me more prep time on this so I could actually come up with something.
So much more this entertaining is, when we'll just fly by the seat of our shorts.
We'll find out. All right, here we go. Hattie!
It gets me every time!
Hattie! Presenting! Disney Plus! And the sick bundle, where you can get Disney Plus and watch all the princess movies you endure.
It's the leprosy bundle. That sick ass bundle.
Patent pending. The kingdom shall be getting Hulu and ESPN for the sports, the joustings, and the Hulu for Handmaid's Tale. It's a great show.
All right, now introduce Mickey to come on to speak.
Here to talk about it. His Lord Supreme Emperor.
Oh, yeah, of the dark side.
Mickey Mouse. Well, thanks, Town Crier. We're really excited about this. This merger with Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus, because not only will we just own your soul, but we'll get all your monies. You'll buy it. Because you need it.
I don't.
Hey, Shaq, watch out! Do you like Marvel Cinematic Universe?
I do.
Do you really? Guardians of the Galaxy?
I do.
Oh, they're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun. You're going to have to pay for it. You want it? You got to pay for it. Okay? Pay me.
Dayton Mini ain't cheap.
Mini ain't cheap. Let me tell you. Those bows in our ears? Those bows? Ridiculous.
Oh, all right. Well, Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus is being bundled for $12.99 a month, and I think Mickey just convinced me to sell my soul to the devil.
What the? Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
The board game Candyland has turned 70 this week. It wasn't a super joyous celebration since Candyland lost a leg due to diabetes.
Oh my gosh. The new stadium being built in Las Vegas for the Raiders will be named Allegiant Stadium because Stab Palace was a little bit too on the nose.
And finally, a Louisiana woman was caught with meth hidden inside her vagina and said she didn't know where the drugs came from. But she did. It did make a lot more sense on why her vagina's been up for 7 straight days.
Oh my gosh, no.
Does everybody know what time it is? For the first time ever.
At the same time.
Shags and Trevor on your schedule. I was getting late. The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
2 weeks ago, we talked about how a pool in Sedalia had to be closed down because someone pooed in it.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Okay, lawyers. Yeah, here's your warning. We're going to be talking about poop in pools.
Well, good warning.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well done.
So if you're eating, take a bigger bite. If you got kids in the car.
All right.
You probably should let them listen to it because that's the trend now. Kids purposely pooping in pools.
This is not good. This is not a good trend.
And
this.
I was curious, was the Sedalia pool pooper a trendsetter and has caused a viral sensation across the world?
No. No, I don't believe that's true.
Because Spanish media is now reporting this bizarre new viral trend, which sees kids pooping in public swimming pools and water parks.
On purpose.
Yeah.
And then putting it on the internet? Like,
yeah.
What?
It's believed that kids in their early teens and teenagers are taking part in the Hacer Caca Challenge, which means to poop.
Good. To poop. Wonderful.
It's the two poop challenge.
Yes, yes.
So this trend encourages kids to either poop directly in the water or even more bizarrely, poop in a bag before you get to the water park, bring the bag in, and then just dump it in the water.
What?
You just you brought your turds from home.
This is disgusting.
No, water parks in Spain are closing down. There was two incidents in one water park within a week.
Yeah, I mean, like this is a serious issue. Like, I mean, this is there's sanitary issues that you got to deal with. And if you have people bringing it in,
can you imagine? Because we've all been teenagers. We've all gone through that phase. Can you imagine all of you getting together? I'm like, oh man, we got a sunscreen. Yeah, you got your towel. Yeah, oh, I can't wait to see Sarah. Oh man, did you bring your poop? Oh yeah, yeah, got that. Got that in the bag already.
We gotta back up real fast because I don't know how you grew up. Maybe that was your phase that you went through. But speak for yourself. I never went through that phase.
No, I'm talking about as teenagers, the excitement of going to the water park. You might have a crush on a girl. All this stuff. You're going through the checklist of the things you got. And you're looking forward to it. And now
in today's day and age,
you have to add a bag of poop to the checklist.
No, all right, number one, you do not. You do not have to add that to your checklist. Number two, you should not add that to your checklist. I'm not even trying to be the old man get off my lawn here. This is a health issue. This is a hazard that you are causing, and you shouldn't be doing it.
I don't even know at this point, because it's becoming so prevalent of just mad poopers, and I actually saw one. I saw the unicorn of misdemeanors in someone pooping in Stevens Park, that I don't know if I'd be upset at a water park. I'd be like, oh no, someone Hacer Caca'd me.
Oh my gosh. Listen, we have civilized ourselves as a society, as a species. Do you understand the diseases that we suffered because we didn't have proper sewage systems?
And just think, when we were teenagers, the embarrassment of farting in front of a girl.
Yes.
The embarrassment of maybe sharting or having an accident.
Right.
That would ruin your career. You would be DJ Poopy Pants for the rest of your high school career. Like, you would not be able to live that down. And now it's a trend where they think it's cool to poop
understand.
In a pool.
I do not understand. Listen, teenagers of Spain, you need to figure some stuff out.
It gives a whole new meaning to dropping the kids off at the pool.
Don't.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
You know, Gordon Ramsay is pretty ballsy to yell at and insult at people who are armed with knives and make the food that he'll be eating.
If you pretend to punch a psychic and they flinch, they are, in fact, a fraud.
Good. Shower thoughts with Elise Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Elise sells at EliseTireCompany.com.
So something exciting and dangerous happened while Joe was on vacation in Minnesota at the Wee Wee Fest.
Mmm, that
doesn't sound right.
Isn't that what it's called?
No.
I mean, you're close.
What's it called?
Wii Fest.
Oh!
Just one Wii.
I legitimately thought it was the double Wii.
Of course you did. Yes.
The plural Wii.
You would. Yeah. The royal Wii.
The royal Wii. Yeah. Wii
the
Wii.
Mega Wii. Yeah.
So walk us through not the festival in itself, because we don't care. It was country artists. But what happened while you were there on vacation?
Well, I asked the girlfriend if she would be crazy enough to be my wife.
And?
Well, she said yes. Yeah!
Congratulations, man!
Well, thank you very much.
Wonderful.
And so, then we partied our faces off.
So you now too have the fiancé that you can talk about on your show.
The fiancé, yeah,
good.
The funny thing is, though, he was in here talking about how they've already gone onto an engagement website.
Yeah.
And what, I've been engaged for what, 4 years? Well, seems like 50, but three, 4 years.
Maybe three now, maybe
three or four.
It's probably not good that you've lost count. Just throwing that out there.
But I was like, oh, there's an engagement website.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you just put a ring on the finger and you were golden. You were just good to go.
Oh, no. The kids nowadays. It's the
wedding website. Yeah.
So walk us all through it, man. We're just a couple of hens in here clucking it up. We want to hear the whole story.
This is like gossip. What is this, The View?
I want to know. Where did you propose? Where was it? Was it in a porta potty at the festival? Good. What happened?
It was not in a biff. No, it was too hot for that. But it was at our campsite, and she didn't believe it the entire time. She's just thinking, this is a joke. There's no way. She was actually repeating a few times, no. No, and I'm thinking, what do you mean? No, don't say that word right now. Even as I started talking about, you know, this and that.
Did you get down on a knee?
I did.
The campsite.
I did. Okay. And when I got down on a knee, she was still just kind of like, I could see the hesitance because, yeah, I mean, my personality, of course. And even when I took the ring box out, she just goes, no, there's nothing in there. There's not going to be anything in there.
Wow.
And, I mean, I think that speaks to my character.
Indeed, yes. You have a reputation.
Yeah.
Which is amazing, because when I did it too, the fiancé kept going, exact same thing. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Yeah. And I'm down there already nervous, and you're like, you're burying your soul in this moment.
Yes.
Going, am I that much of an a-hole that you would think I would pull this kind of prank? Like, you know what I'm saying?
But I really did think about doing that before we left.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, but then I just came around to, she might murder me.
Right.
I don't want to test that water.
No.
But, and then there's other people in the campgrounds that are, you know, catching wind of this. Like, there's a proposal going down right now. Let's check it out. Let's see what's going on. And then I'm kind of sweating even more, and the words are, you know, you forget what you say. You just kind of black.
Man, I don't remember any of it.
Please just say yes. Say yes, please.
And she's going, no, no,
yeah, no. Don't do this to me. Don't, no.
Wait a minute. No.
Should have been like, fine, close the box.
We're going home.
That was the whole thing, too. Like, well, there's nothing in the box. I open it up. Either thanks to Betts Jewelers, there is. And I give it to her. And everybody goes, what are you doing? You put the ring on her finger, idiot. Like, I know that, but...
Just tossed through the box. There you go, man.
It's a nerve-wracking thing.
Threw it behind the back, like, yeah.
It really is.
It's a super nerve-wracking thing.
Like, I couldn't believe it.
You start running it through your head, and you think you got it. You think you're prepared, and then it happens, and you're still just like, oh, bumbling everywhere.
Oh man. It was. I started walking towards her, and I kind of stopped, turned around, like, oh, God, oh, Jesus.
Well, the texts are already coming in saying congratulations off the texter. Please play Another One Bites the Dust in honor of this poor chap.
What about Highway to Hell?
Yeah, congratulations, my friend. We're excited
for
you.
Wonderful
Thank you.
News.
Thank you very much.
What the? Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Disney is rebooting Home Alone. In the new version, Kevin doesn't notice his parents have left town because he's glued to his phone.
That's accurate.
And the burglars just come in and take whatever they want.
Okay.
The end. Never comes off the phone.
Two of the country's largest newspapers are merging. You can read all about it on Twitter, Facebook, Google, and everywhere else that's not a newspaper.
That's a really funny joke and so true. Finally, Bud Light is by far the top-selling beer in the U.S., and it's fitting that Bud Light is number one, since that's pretty much what it tastes like.
No, that, come on, that's not fair.
Hams, the
that's,
beer refreshing.
Oh, come on.
Hams.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa, so it must be hell.
Okay, oh my gosh, wow.
And now they're going to play a Major League Baseball game in hell in 2020. Why would they play a Major League Baseball game in hell, you ask? Because of the worst movie ever made.
Wow.
The 1989 turd, Field of Dreams.
This is like one of the most beloved movies of all time.
If you're not familiar with what Field of Dreams is, it's about a story of a man losing his mind to schizophrenia, believing he is seeing his dead father, to the point he puts his family in financial danger, bankrupting them, so he can play catch with a ghost?
Wow.
With an imaginary figure he's created in his mind. And everyone lost it because it's 89 Kevin Costner. And Kevin Costner could do no wrong in the 80s.
All right. And
where are you at now, Kevin? Yeah. Bankrupt. Bankrupted you and your family. Your daughter no longer has a future because you want to play catch with your dad.
All right. Wow.
Worst movie ever.
That would be, so it was done a little bit differently in the actual movie than his interpretation there. But yeah, I guess by and large you kind of got it right.
Major League Baseball has now announced that they'll be promoting schizophrenia a regular season baseball game on the field that Field of Dreams was filmed on. That they're going to Iowa to play a Field of Dreams game. So it's one of the worst states ever, with one of the worst movies ever, and now they've invited the Yankees, one of the worst baseball teams ever.
The Yankees.
Yankees and White Sox will be playing August 13th, 2020, and they'll play at an 8,000-seat temporary stadium at the Dyersville Farm site, and the game, of course, will be nationally televised on Fox. So you'll get Joe Buck, too.
All right, come on, come on! Come on! My goodness.
The only thing worse than that movie is his hair plug.
Oh, come on. That's not fair. Mr. Bald Mullet Man. Like, you know, pump the brakes.
At least I embrace my cul-de-sac that God has cut on the top of my head for me.
Goodness. I mean, I think this is a cool idea. I think this will be kind of a neat thing. They'll reminisce in the nostalgia of the movie in America's pastime. It is in a different location. I think it'd be really cool.
So a pathway through a cornfield will take fans to the ballpark, which will overlook the famous movie location. The right field wall will include windows to show the cornfields beyond the ballpark. This will be the first Major League Baseball game played in Iowa. Lame.
Okay. Wow. All right, really? Like, I don't. I mean,
lame.
I think it's kind of cool. I think it's a neat idea. Just something different. Something a little. You know, different from the norm, and something special. You know, I think it's cool.
The only thing we can hope is that the children of the corn will show up.
No, come on, that's not.
They're celebrating that film classic. Why not celebrate both? Where Malachi comes and just starts murking people in the cornfield.
All right. Well, there's that. I'm sure we'll be talking more about that as we get closer to it. And when I say talking about it, I mean you just getting on a soapbox and ranting against it.
I'm sorry, that movie's awful.
All right, yeah.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
If you're self-employed and you talk to yourself at work, you're just having a staff meeting.
If you were to put a werewolf on the moon, does he become a werewolf permanently?
Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
According to science, men mature later than women. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Yeah, I think it also could have been followed with a duh.
This comes from the University of Oxford, so you know it's fancy.
Yeah, that's good. Mm. Right. Yeah.
Now, the results of this experiment revealed that although the brains of both men and women end up developing the same capabilities to operate in daily life, men often show a delay in the prolonged development of functional networks compared to women. Which is just a fancy way of saying men poop in pools.
All right, that's...
And pee, and women pee on potatoes.
No, no, that's not, that is not what that's saying. What that is simply saying is that women mature faster than men do.
That's going to be my new self-help book, because I'm writing one, because I am an unlicensed self-help therapist.
That's a bad idea.
That men are from Mars, women from Venus. That was so 90s. The new one will be men poop in pools.
No.
Women pee on potatoes.
No, that's okay.
New York Times bestseller. You watch.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
So there's even more data that confirms the greater efficiency of the female brain. Now, although the brains of men are larger...
Don't. Come on.
Check out the size of my brain.
You're only proving the point that Oxford's trying to make here, that men don't mature as fast as women.
My brain's so big it made my hair fall out. It put so much pressure on my scalp that all my hair on top fell out.
I don't think that's accurate.
That's how big my brain is. I probably shouldn't have started that with although, because you know there's going to be something that comes after that.
The butt.
Yeah, so although the brains of men are larger than those of women, the female one presents greater efficiency. For example, it shows better memory. We've all heard that.
Don't. Come on.
Yeah, they got the better memory. That's why they always bring up old stuff in fights.
You see, again, use your big brain and realize that probably wasn't a good thing to say.
I didn't even know I said that. How did that come up in a fight? I don't remember saying that. Did I say it? I have to take your word for it?
I hope your fiance is listening.
This is usually the time she does, so I'm royally screwed.
We'll have plenty of stuff to talk about on Monday. They'll be great.
They have more neural connections and a detailed perception of color and flavor.
Okay.
Then why can't they decide where they want to eat?
Don't. Come on. Oh, my gosh. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Thanks to science, we can now say with confidence that women and men's brains function differently. Have you not picked up on this?
Okay, all right, this is okay.
I've kind of explained it very thoroughly.
In your own way, not the way that I would have explained it, I guess.
Which explains the variations in behavior and degree of emotional maturity in people.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, I just got a text.
Oh, boy. See, here it is. Yep, it didn't take long.
God.
All right, so we'll have plenty of stuff to talk about on Monday because of this break today. That's nice. That's good. That's continuing show prep.
And keep a lookout for my new book, Men Poop in Pools, Women Pee on Potatoes.
No, that's not. Lawyers, we need to shut that down.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.